Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on building Amen Variation for Timeless Roller Momentum. If you've worked with the Amen Break before, you already know it's legendary, but the real art in drum and bass is not just dropping the break into a loop and calling it a day. The magic is in how you vary it, how you keep it moving, how you make it feel alive, classic, and forward driving without falling into repetition. In this lesson, we're going to build a rolling Amen bass drum pattern that feels old school in spirit, but still modern enough to sit properly in a current DNB mix. We'll use Ableton Live 12 stock tools to slice the break, reshape it, add ghost notes and fills, reinforce it with modern drums, and then turn that into a full evolving section. Let's start by setting the tempo. For this style, aim around 174 BPM. That sweet spot gives you the right pressure for drum and bass momentum. Now create your project foundation. You can work with an audio track for the raw Amen break, and a MIDI track or drum rack for reinforcement and edits. That combination is where the groove really starts to come alive. Next, bring in your Amen break and get it warped correctly. Turn warp on, set the warp mode to beats, and use a setting like transient loop or 1/16 if you want tighter slicing behavior. Then go through the clip and make sure the main hits are being detected properly. Focus on the kick, snare, ghost notes, and any important hat accents. Here's a very important mindset point. You want the break to feel alive, not over-quantized. If you lock every hit too hard, you can kill the jungle energy. So yes, clean it up, but don't strip out the human timing that gives the Amen its character. Now for control, slice the break to a new MIDI track. In Ableton Live, this turns the audio break into a playable drum rack. Slice by transient if you want the break to behave like an instrument, or by rhythmic divisions if you want more fixed control. For this lesson, slicing to a drum rack is ideal, because it gives you the flexibility to reprogram the break instead of just looping it. Now build the core roller pattern. Start with a two-bar idea. A strong roller needs a clear snare backbeat, ghost notes that keep the groove breathing, and enough small changes to stop it from sounding looped. The snare is your anchor. Protect that. It's the spine of the pattern. Think of bar 1 as the statement. Bar 2 is the response. Bar 3 can push forward with a pickup or a slight twist. Bar 4 can introduce a small fill or accent that resets the phrase. That phrase-based thinking is huge. Don't think only in one-bar loops. Think in conversations between bars. A good variation strategy here is call and response. One bar gives you a recognizable hit pattern, and the next bar answers it with a subtle change. Maybe you remove one kick. Maybe you add a ghost note before the snare. Maybe you swap a closed hat for a slightly more open hit. Maybe you insert a quick 1/32 pickup leading into the next bar. These tiny moves make the groove feel composed instead of copied and pasted. After that, tighten the groove using Ableton's timing tools. Open the groove pool and try applying a subtle swing. You can extract groove from a funk break or another swung loop if you want a more human feel. Keep the amount light. You want the groove to breathe, not wobble all over the place. A good starting point is modest timing movement, very little randomness, and just a touch of velocity variation. And remember, quantize with care. It's usually best to lock the main anchor hits and leave the ghost notes slightly loose if they feel good. That little push-pull is part of what gives Amen programming its movement. Now let's reinforce the break with modern DNB drums. This is important if you want the pattern to feel powerful in a current mix. Layer a clean kick, a punchy snare, a short closed hat, and maybe a rim or clap layer underneath. Keep it subtle. You're reinforcing the break, not replacing it. On the drum group, a simple stock device chain can go a long way. Start with EQ8 to clean up mud and trim unnecessary low end from the non-bass layers. Add drum bus for a bit of drive and punch. Use saturator lightly to thicken the sound. Then glue compressor with a slow attack and medium release, just enough to bring the layers together without flattening the transients. Now comes one of the most important parts, ghost note control. Amen grooves live and die by velocity. Your loud hits need to feel clearly different from the lighter connective tissue. Main snare hits should stand tall. Ghost snares should sit lower. Hat ticks should be lighter still. If every hit has the same strength, the groove loses its shape. This is where the roller starts to feel musical rather than mechanical. The groove has a silhouette. Keep that silhouette clear. The snare landmarks should be recognizable, and the smaller notes should support them, not fight them. To add more life, use some audio processing to give the break character. Auto filter is excellent for slow tension changes over 8 or 16 bars. Saturator adds harmonic bite. Redux can give you a little digital edge if you want that gritty jungle texture. Vinyl distortion can add dusty character if used lightly. Echo can create subtle texture on selected hits, and a tiny room or plate from Hybrid Reverb can make occasional snare accents pop without washing out the rhythm. A good break bus chain might be a Q8, then saturator, then drum bus, then glue compressor, with auto filter automation on top. The key is restraint. Too much processing and the MN loses its punch. You want attitude, not mush. Now let's shape the arrangement into a 4-bar variation cycle. Bar 1 is your main groove. Bar 2 changes one detail, maybe removing a hit or shifting a hat. Bar 3 adds a little more motion, maybe an extra ghost note or a short fill. Bar 4 gives you a reset moment, perhaps with a small turnaround, a crash, or a short silence before the loop returns. That balance of familiarity and varination is what creates timeless roller momentum. The groove stays recognizable, but it never feels stuck. Once the loop feels strong, resample it. This is a huge pro move. Route the drum group to a new audio track and record 4 to 8 bars. Then chop the best hits, fills, and transitions into a new audio clip. That gives you a performance-like feel, and it often creates little accidents that sound more musical than anything you draw in manually. From there, arrange the section in bigger phrase blocks. Think 8 bars or 16 bars, not just 4. You might start stripped back, then add a hat layer or an extra kick in the next phrase, then bring in denser edits and filter movement later, and finally open the groove up or set up the next section with a lift or release. Automation can help a lot here. Slowly open the filter cutoff. Increase saturation slightly over time. Add reverb sends only on snare fills. Drop in crashes or transient accents at phrase starts. That's how you make the section feel like it's moving towards something instead of sitting in place. Let's talk about a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't overquantize everything. That's one of the fastest ways to flatten the groove. Second, don't overdo the fills. A roller needs motion, but too many fills interrupt the hypnosis. Third, don't lose the snare backbone. If the snare stops feeling clear, the whole pattern falls apart. Fourth, don't overprocess the break. The original MN has magic in its transients, and too much compression or saturation can erase that. And finally, don't leave the same one-bar loop running for too long without phrase-level changes. If you want a darker, heavier result, there are a few extra tricks. Keep the low end under control, so the break doesn't compete with the sub. Use controlled distortion, like saturator or drum bus, maybe even a parallel dirt return with redux and EQ8 blended in quietly under the clean drums. Darken sections with subtle filtering. And if you really want impact, layer the amen snare with a tight snare sample, a short clap, or a mid-range crack layer. That can make the backbeat hit hard without sounding fake. One advanced variation idea is to swap the role of a single hit across each phrase. Maybe the kick becomes a pickup in one section. Maybe a ghost note becomes the lead-in to a snare. Maybe the hat becomes the transition marker. That kind of role swapping keeps the groove evolving without feeling random. Another powerful trick is negative variation. Instead of adding more, remove something expected. Drop the second kick. Mute a hat cluster every 4 bars. Leave a gap before a key snare. Sometimes the space hits harder than another note ever could. You can also offset duplicate slices by tiny amounts. A hit nudged slightly early creates urgency. A hit nudged slightly late creates drag and weight. Use that very sparingly on ghost notes or hats for a more human feel. And when you're ready, alternate between 2 drum rack chains, one cleaner, one dirtier. Twitching character across sections is a subtle way to keep the arrangement moving without rewriting the whole pattern. Here's a great practice exercise. Build a 4-bar amen roller in about 15 minutes. Slice an amen break to a drum rack. Program a 2-bar groove with clear snare anchors, ghost note movement, and a pickup into bar 2. Duplicate it to 4 bars. Then change one thing in each bar. Use one reinforcement layer. Put EQ8 and drum bus on the drum bus. Add a subtle filter move over the 4 bars. Then resample the result and chop one new fill from it. And here's the real test. Make the pattern still feel good even if you remove the kick from the first bar. If it still rolls, your amen programming is strong. So the big takeaway is this. A timeless amen roller is built from restraint, contrast, and forward motion. Slice the break for control, but keep its human feel. Use ghost notes and micro edits to avoid repetition. Reinforce with modern drums, but don't overpower the break. Use Ableton's stock devices to shape tone and movement. Think in phrases, not just loops. And resample often so the best moments become part of the arrangement. If you get this right, the break won't just loop. It'll drive the track. It'll pull the listener forward. That's the roller energy. That's the whole point.